This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Kalydeco, Kalydeco. Active ingredient, S. ivacaftor. This leaflet provides important information about using Kalydeco. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Kalydeco. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Kalydeco? Kalydeco contains the active ingredient ivacaftor. Kalydeco is used for the chronic treatment of cystic fibrosis, CF, in patients aged 4 months and older who have at least one mutation in the CFTR gene that is responsive to ivacaftor potentiation, based on clinical and or in vitro assay data. Kalydeco belongs to a group of medicines called cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator, CFTR modulators. In people with a G551D or other gating class 3 mutation, and in people with an R117H mutation, the CFTR protein is present in normal amounts, but its ability to allow chloride to pass through is reduced. Kalydeco is a CFTR potentiator, which is a drug that increases the opening of the CFTR protein, allowing more chloride to pass through. Kalydeco is not addictive. What is cystic fibrosis? Cystic fibrosis is caused by genetic defects that limit the flow of chloride and water through cell membranes. As a result, the mucus in the lungs and other organs becomes thick and sticky, clogs the lungs and makes it easier for germs to grow. Kalydeco is a medicine that works by improving the flow of chloride and water in patients with cystic fibrosis who have a certain genetic defect. What should I know before I use Kalydeco? Warnings. Do not use Kalydeco if you are allergic to ivacaftor or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition, see section 3. What if I'm taking other medicines? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will help you decide what is best for you or your child. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is unknown whether Kalydeco is excreted in human milk. If you plan to breastfeed, ask your doctor for advice before taking Kalydeco. Use in children. Do not give Kalydeco to children weighing less than 5 kilograms or under 4 months of age. The safety and efficacy of this medicine in children aged less than 4 months have not been established. Abnormality of the eye lens, cataract without any effect on vision, has been noted in some children receiving Kalydeco. Your doctor may perform some eye examinations prior to and during the treatment with Kalydeco. Laboratory testing. Your doctor will do some blood tests to check your liver prior to and while you are taking Kalydeco, particularly during the first year, and especially if you have had high liver enzymes in the past. Talk to your doctor if you have been told you have liver or kidney disease, or if you are taking any other medicine, as your doctor may need to adjust the dose of Kalydeco. Increased liver enzymes in the blood have been seen in some people receiving Kalydeco. Tell your doctor right away if you have any of these symptoms, which may be a sign of liver problems. Pain or discomfort in the upper right abdominal area. Yellowing of the skin or the white part of the eyes. Loss of appetite. Nausea or vomiting. Dark urine. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Kalydeco and affect how it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Take Kalydeco with fat-containing food, and avoid food containing grapefruit. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following: antifungal medicines used for the treatment of fungal infections, ketoconazole, itraconazole, posaconazole, voriconazole, fluconazole; antibiotic medicines used for treatment of bacterial infections, telithromycin, clarithromycin, erythromycin, rifampicin, rifabutin; anticonvulsant medicines used for the treatment of epileptic seizures, phenobarbital, carbamazepine, phenytoin, anti-inflammatory medicines used for the treatment of inflammation, dexamethasone, high-dose prednisone, herbal medicine, St. John's wort, hypericum perforatum, benzodiazepines used for the treatment of anxiety, insomnia, agitation, etc., midazolam, alprazolam, diazepam, triazolam, immunosuppressants used after organ transplantation, cyclosporin, tacrolimus, cardiac glycosides used for the treatment of mild to moderate congestive heart failure and an abnormal heart rhythm, digoxin, anticoagulants used to prevent blood clots from forming or growing larger in blood and blood vessels, warfarin. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or to avoid while taking Kalydeco. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Kalydeco. How do I use Kalydeco? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how much Kalydeco you need to take each day. This may depend on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Kalydeco dosing recommendations for patients aged 4 months and older are as follows. Age, weight, dose, total daily dose, 4 months to less than 6 months, yen 5 kg, 1 sachet of 25 mg granules taken orally every 12 hours, 50 mg, 2 sachets, 6 months and older, yen 5 kg, 2, 7 kg, 1 sachet of 25 mg granules taken orally every 12 hours, 50 mg, 2 sachets, yen 7 kg, 2, 14 kg, 1 sachet of 50 mg granules taken orally every 12 hours, 100 mg, 2 sachets, yen 14 kg, 2, 25 kg, 1 sachet of 75 mg granules taken orally every 12 hours, 150 mg, 2 sachets, yen 25 kg, 1 150 mg tablet taken orally every 12 hours, 300 mg, 2 tablets. If you have liver problems, your doctor may need to reduce the dose as your liver is not clearing ivacaftor as fast as in people who do not have problems with liver function. When to take Kalydeco? Kalydeco should be taken every 12 hours. How to take Kalydeco? Kalydeco is for oral use. Tablets. Take 1 tablet, 150 mg of Kalydeco every 12 hours by mouth with a fat-containing meal or snack. Granules. Take 1 sachet of Kalydeco every 12 hours by mouth with a fat-containing meal or snack. Each sachet is for single use only. Giving Kalydeco to your child. Hold sachet of granules with cut line on top. Shake sachet gently to settle contents. Tear or cut sachet open along cut line. Mix the entire content of a sachet with 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters of age-appropriate soft food or liquid. Food or liquid should be at room temperature or below. Some examples of age-appropriate soft foods or liquids include pureed fruits or vegetables, yogurt, water, breast milk, infant formula, whole milk, or juice. Once mixed, give the product to your child immediately. If this is not possible, give it within 1 hour after mixing. Ensure that the mixture is completely and immediately consumed. A fat-containing meal or snack should be given to your child just before or just after dosing. Examples of meals or snacks that contain fat are those prepared with butter or oils or those containing eggs. Other fat-containing foods are cheese, breast milk, infant formula, whole milk, whole milk dairy products, yogurt, chocolate, meats, oily fish, avocados, hummus, soy-based products, tofu, nuts, fat-containing nutritional bars or drinks. If you forget to take Kalydeco, Kalydeco should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take the missed dose if less than 6 hours have passed since the time you missed the dose. Otherwise, wait until your next scheduled dose as you normally would. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much Kalydeco, if you think that you have used too much Kalydeco, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Kalydeco? Things you should do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments, so that your progress can be checked. Use Kalydeco exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Take Kalydeco with fat-containing food, and avoid food containing grapefruit. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you, that you are using Kalydeco. Tell your doctor, if you become pregnant while using Kalydeco. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not used Kalydeco exactly prescribed. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit, that you are using Kalydeco. Things you should not do. Do not stop using Kalydeco, or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend, or on holidays. Do not give Kalydeco to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Kalydeco to treat other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription, or not, without first telling your doctor, or consulting a pharmacist. Things to be careful of. Avoid food containing grapefruit during treatment with Kalydeco, as they may increase the amount of Kalydeco in your body. Kalydeco tablets contains lactose. Kalydeco granules contains lactose, mannitol, and sucralose. If you have been told by your doctor that you have an intolerance to some sugars, contact your doctor before taking this medicine. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Kalydeco affects you. Kalydeco may cause dizziness in some people. Do not drive or use machines unless you are sure that you are not affected. If your child is taking Kalydeco, it is advised that he or she does not ride his or her bike, or do anything else that needs his or her full attention, unless you are sure that your child is not affected. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius, in a dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. Keep this medicine where young children cannot reach it. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Granules. Once mixed with food, Kalydeco granules are stable for 1 hour. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Kalydeco. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Very common side effects may affect more than 1 in 10 people. Upper respiratory tract infection, the common cold, including sore throat and nasal congestion. Headache. Abdominal pain. Diarrhea. Rash. Common side effects may affect up to 1 in 10 people. Sinus congestion. Red throat. Runny nose. Dizziness. Changes in the type of bacteria in mucus. Ear pain. Ear discomfort. Ringing in the ears. Redness inside the ear. Uncommon side effects may affect up to 1 in 100 people. Ear congestion. Breast inflammation. Breast mass. Enlargement of the breast. Nipple changes or pain. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Significant pain or discomfort in the upper right abdominal area. Yellowing of your skin or the white parts of your eyes. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. These may be indicative of serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are uncommon. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell, even if it is not on the list. This is not a complete list of all possible side effects. Your doctor or pharmacist has a more complete list. Others may occur in some people and there may be some side effects not yet known. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Kalydeco tablets contain. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Ivacaftor. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose, lactose monohydrate, hypromellose acetate succinate, cross-carmelose sodium, sodium lauryl sulfate, silicon dioxide, magnesium stearate, carnauba wax, opadrita complete filmed coating system 85F90614 blue, PI-108371, Opicode monogramming ink. S117823 black, PI-12108. Potential allergens. Lactose monohydrate. What Kalydeco granules contain. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Ivacaftor. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Silicon dioxide, cross-carmelose sodium, hypromellose acetate succinate, lactose monohydrate, magnesium stearate, mannitol, sucralose, sodium lauryl sulfate. Potential allergens. Lactose monohydrate, mannitol, and sucralose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Kalydeco looks like. Kalydeco 150mg film coated tablets are light blue capsule shaped tablets, 16.5mm x 8.4mm, printed with V150 in black ink on one side and plain on the other. 150mg blister pack, OSTAR 198655. Kalydeco 25mg. 50mg and 75mg granules are white to off-white sweetened, unflavored granules approximately 2mm in diameter. 25mg sachet, OSTAR 3, 4, 2, 8, 1, 5. 50mg sachet, OSTAR 2, 6, 7, 3, 9, 0. 75mg sachet, OSTAR 2, 6, 9, 6, 6, 1. Availability. Tablets. Kalydeco 150mg tablets are available in a blister pack containing 56 film-coated tablets. Granules. Kalydeco 25mg, 50mg and 75mg granules are available in the following pack size. 56 sachets, containing 4 individual wallets with 14 sachets per wallet. Who distributes Kalydeco? Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Australia Pty Ltd. Suite 3, Level 3. 601 Pacific Highway, St. Leonards, New South Wales 2065, Australia. Telephone 1-800-179987. Email vertexmedicalinfo@vrtx.com. This leaflet was prepared in February 2023. 2023 Vertex Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. Kalydeco, Vertex and the Vertex Triangle logo are registered trademarks of Vertex Pharmaceuticals Incorporated.